In the keynote at Google I/O, they rolled out Google Assistant, which supports conversational understanding and should give users more natural and better support of voice searches. In addition, BGR.com reports that Google showed off their answer to Amazon Echo, a little always-on speaker that'll be out later this year. It's called Home, and it'll find and start TV shows, call an Uber car, or book a restaurant and let you do it by just voice command. Google's new messaging app, Allo, also took a bow. One new feature is a whisper shout feature that enlarges text size if you want to shout instead of using all caps. It also interacts with a range of bots. As a bookend to Allo, Google also showed off Duo, which is a video calling app. Duo has some clever new features like Knock Knock, which shows an incoming video call feed before you decide to pick up. It also switches seamlessly from cell to Wi-Fi connection. Android N was previewed and will be out later this year, emphasizing performance and graphics. It'll also use file-based encryption instead of block-based, and you can download the beta to N right now. Daydream is the new VR platform that's aimed at standardizing mobile-based VR. This includes both hardware and software, and Google is expected to start selling a VR headset and controller by late summer. They're also making a reference design for other suppliers to make VR headsets using their system. Android Wear 2.0 bowed, and the big news there is it can function independently of a smartphone. And last and definitely not least, Google showed what may be the biggest deal since the App Store, Instant Apps. With Instant Apps, you can start using an app immediately right within the Google Play Store without even having to download and install it. I'm Clark Reed.